Now, earlier this afternoon, we met Vern Troyer. He came to see us at Radio 1, otherwise known as Mini-Me off Austin Powers. Now, this is no exaggeration, right? This is how Becky reacts whenever she sees him on TV. Really cheers her up. I have to say, though, he is mini.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
No, I didn't, actually. Oh. I saw his scooter, but bless I didn't him. See him.
No, I mean, most celebrities are smaller in real life anyway, aren't they, normally?
I think I'm a size 8.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But he is so much minier. He's even more mini than you imagine him to be. He's tiny. Anyway, I'm going to play you the first part of what happened now, right? This is without Becky in the room, first of all. Vern Troyer, Mini-Me, on Radio 1.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome. How long are you here for in the UK, then?
Until, like, the 17th, I believe. I'm just doing this little tour.
Okay, are you going to be entertaining some students, I understand?
Yeah. I'll try to, anyway.
Yeah, I do a lot of these student gigs as well, and they're really good fun.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't get crazy or anything like that?
Sometimes it gets a little bit crazy, but that's part of the fun.
Is it? Okay, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. They will love you.
Oh, we'll see.
What, I mean, without giving too much away, Vern, what happens on the stage when you turn up? What do you do? You just say hi and sign some autographs, and what happens?
Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, the people that hired me to be there, whatever they want me to do, except get naked.
That's not on.
No, it's not. No. Unfortunately, we didn't write it in.
To be fair, you probably will have some of the students asking for that.
Well, hopefully it's in my room later.
Well, yeah, that's fine. That will also be allowed, I think.
Cool.
Can I ask, do you sign any boobs?
I have.
You have. I have as well, but I've given it up now.
Oh, why?
Just because, to be honest, Vern, I've signed so many thousands of boobs.
They all look the same, huh?
Well, after a while... Do you know what I mean? Once you've seen one pair, you've seen them all, haven't you?
Yeah, but I still like to, you know.
You still
sign
like to
them.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is definitely on. That's allowed, okay?
Oh, sweet.
They will ask you to do that.
Cool.
When you're here, what do people say to you when they see you?
See, it's kind of weird because it's different being here than over in the States. Here, they don't really come up to you.
They don't.
If they notice, and I notice that they notice, but they're really friendly and just, you know, that's it. They don't really come up.
Because I remember I was on holiday once a few years ago in L.A. and I saw you at the bar surrounded by a lot of beautiful ladies.
What bar was it?
It was the Standard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't say hi because I didn't know you. I'd never met you.
Yeah,
you but that would have been weird.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to introduce you to somebody who works on our show every day.
Okay.
Her name is Becky, and she, I have to say, is a massive fan of yours. She she loves you. She really does. So, would you mind if I could bring her in to meet you?
Yeah, definitely.
She's quite nervous, and she gets a little emotional sometimes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't cry.
Oh, no.
I don't think she'll cry. She'll be fine. See, that was the first bit. Becky, I'm so good to you. Because I completely set that up there for you, so if you did laugh, then it would have been fine.
Really, do you think
that's
so?
That's how thoughtful and considerate he is.
I said that you maybe would get a bit emotional.
Mm. It was a really big moment for me meeting him.
You love him now?
I do, I really do. I loved him before anyway, he just makes me really happy.
More now though, now you've met him.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so here's the moment where we brought Becky into the studio to meet Mini-Me. Becky!
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Here, give me a hug.
Oh, hey.
Nice to meet you.
Grab yourself a seat over there, my love.
Thank you.
So you've met actual Mini-Me now. How do you feel?
I know, it's amazing.
I know. Would you like to tell Vern what happened when you went to see Austin Powers at the cinema?
Yeah. I got chucked out for laughing too much.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah. I kind of...
They threw her out.
Yeah. And I kind of complained because I didn't think that should be something that you got chucked out of the cinema.
No, I don't think you should either. You paid for it, you can laugh.
Exactly.
So, I mean, is there anything that you'd like to ask Vern, or vice versa, Vern, that you'd like to ask Becky?
Is there going to be any more?
That's up to Mike, I hope so.
You're waiting for the call from Mike?
Yeah, well, I think he's been putting pen to paper. It's just... very beginning, and I don't see we'll see when it's going to happen. So, but I think, you know, he's thinking about it.
So you've not had a conversation with him about it yet?
Not really. Not.
Not. Yeah. It's definitely going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Are you all right, Becky?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What other films? Because I know you're in Love Guru. What other films would you like to be in?
You mean like a leading man role or something?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll probably have to write that because I don't see too many scripts involving me as a leading man. But I'll write my own and I'll get it aired and see how it is.
Maybe I could write you a film.
Yeah.
Because I know David Hasselhoff.
Ooh, don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah. He's been on this show many a time.
Has he?
Yeah. Would you like to be sharing the bill with him? That's a no, then. We have written films before.
Really?
Yeah, there's one called Snakes Way Strain, which is a while back. That did have the Hoff in it. I mean, we can write anything. Anything you can think of.
I'll get your number, and then we'll, like, talk and see what we come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, action adventure or something like that.
Oh yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah, I did a short film. It's on the internet. It's called Mission Imp.
Right.
It's a comedy kind of based off of Mission Impossible, and Ethan Hunt is in it. You know, Tom Cruise, and then I play Ethan Runt instead of Hunt. So, and it's a lot of things are compared to, you know, the Mission Impossible movie. So it's funny. You need to look it up on the internet.
What do we look up?
Mission Imp.
Okay, we'll have a look at that later, aren't we, Becky? She actually loves you. I don't want to put her on the spot, but every time we show her a clip of you in Austin Powers, she you like it, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
thank you.
So I understand you just got off the plane, what, yesterday?
Yesterday morning.
And your first gig is tonight?
Yeah, it's at Leicester Square, Tiger Tiger.
Cool.
So anybody listening, come out and see us.
What do you wear when you go on stage? Do you wear a special outfit, or do you just turn up as you? Or?
Just turn up as me, jeans and a t-shirt, you know. I don't like to dress up, so I'm like a slob, I guess, if you want to say that.
Well, Vern, thank you very much for coming in today. I think you've made Becky's life.
That's sweet. I mean, it's a good compliment. And I'm glad you introduced me to her.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I think we'll have a conversation when we leave here.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Vern.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, what a nice man he is.
Was he?
Really, really nice. I didn't know whether he'd be a bit, darling, I'm mini-me.
What?
Do you know what I mean? I thought he might be a bit of a Hollywood diva, but he was the sweetest guy. So wanted you, Becky.
He did, so actually. I did get that impression.
Oh, yeah.
He just kept getting me to hug him.
Yeah.
I didn't mind, you know.
There are pictures online.
You actually believe that, don't you?
Yeah.
That he wanted you.
Oh, I think he did. He kept mentioning it. And if you look at
more than Katy Perry wanted me.
Yeah, a lot more. If you look at the picture online, Fern's hand is resting on, on Becky's...
I didn't even notice that when it was taken.
Becky's thigh.
Is it?
BBC.co.uk.
Chuck is straight there.
/Radio 1. There's one of the... Is your one up, the one that doesn't speak?
Not to get any kind of kick out of it.
They're having an arm wrestle.
The one that doesn't speak is having an arm wrestle with Mini-Me. And I'm... Well, I'm holding his hand.
Why?
He tried to do that kind of, grip that guys do, and I just held his hand.
That does just look like you're holding it like you're holding his hand, yeah.
So tiny, that's why.
Oh, don't look at mine, it's another Matt Lucas special.
Go online to...
I really must learn to wear makeup when people are coming in.
BBC.co.uk/...
Neither of you look that pleased.
Radio 1. He was we are pleased. He was great.
And the one that doesn't speak is, of course, pixelated out.
That's right.
Apart from, you can just see his arm and his jumper.
But he was so cool.
Well, and obviously you're going to write a film for him because you know David Hasselhoff.
I don't know why I said that.
No.
Anyway, go and have a look at the pictures online. And if you're a student, then no doubt Mini-Me will be pleasuring you somewhere very soon in the UK. He's doing a bit of a tour. This is Take That.